My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I got your back, Steve. I got your back. He's not perfect because no one
No,
is.
You don't. Yeah. No, you don't.
No, I do. I do. I do. I mean, at least emotionally. You know what I mean? I'm not here to say that he doesn't make mistakes because, of course, he does. Hindsight's always 20/20. I just think it's funny. I do think that in sports, usually when you're a badass and you win a bunch of championships, at a certain point, there's like a respect level to where people are like, yeah, that, like I may not have agreed with that one, but that guy knows what he's doing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't think Steve Kerr gets the benefit of the doubt from people. That's my point. And I think that's lame.
Well, locally anyway.
Yeah, well, even, I mean, maybe this is, again, I can't tell when I'm on social media, locally, nationally, whatever. I just hear a lot of people who think that a 4-time championship coach doesn't seem to know what he's doing.
Yeah, and that just comes down to okay. Rotations. Well, honestly, if you lose in the semifinals or if you lose the gold medal game as a U.S. team that has a winning percentage of about 99%, well, then you can be criticized because you don't lose when you're Team USA. This is supposed to be, pun intended, a layup. And I know the field is more difficult than ever before, and I'm looking at all the current or former NBA players that are in these Olympic Games. And if you go back to the original Dream Team, 1992, I think they faced one other NBA player. Right. So what this team is tasked with is much more difficult,
sure.
And it's only getting tougher as the years go by, but you've got a team full of all-stars, and how many Hall of Famers are on this team? Probably 8 or 9, if we want to run through
good question.
It.
Question. I mean, a lot of them have, like, a long way to go. Like, Anthony Edwards has a long way to go, but...
Right, but yeah. Right now, you would say...
guys who have already cemented the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Embiid, LeBron, 4 or 5. Curry, AD... Durant, yeah. That's a quick 5, I think. And Embiid, I think he's already cemented. Drew Holiday, you could make already a good argument for. Point being, you have a nasty roster and a team that should not have trouble with a country like Serbia. Even though they've got, you know, 3 or 4 NBA players and the greatest player in the game currently, you should be able to be in a better spot than down 13 with a minute to go in the third.
But it's one basketball game. That's like saying that, you know, like the Denver Nuggets should never, ever lose to Charlotte. But it happens.
This is not a game in January. This is not a garden variety regular season game.
I understand that.
Where you're playing your 4th game in 6 nights and you're coming off a back-to-back.
But it's one game. Like one game. Like that's, you know what I mean? Shot doesn't fall. Theirs do. Like you can, you know, look, they won. They even imposed their will, but I'm not like offended that they were down by 11 at the half.
Offended, I'm just saying.
I don't think that's like a joke or embarrassing or any of that. Like
if you lose this game, Steve Kerr gets buried, and the criticism would be well founded. But they didn't. They gutted it out. They got a couple of unbelievably generous calls to go their way, and they won the game.
Couple things. First of all, if you're just joining us, Team USA rallies in the semifinal, if you will, the game to get to the gold medal game. They rally against Serbia. What was the biggest deficit? 13?
I thought it was 13.
At least 17.
Oh, was it 17?
Yeah, in the first half it got to 17.
Down by 11 at the half. They rally back in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry was the star. He scored 36. That was by far and away the biggest number. And Team USA wins. And Steve Kerr was getting it on social media, certainly in the third quarter. That's for sure. So we're talking that out. We'll also let you know that the Giants have won in extra innings in Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got a winning record. Oh, my goodness. The San Francisco Giants
slow clap in the
have
back.
A winning record, although it is a game that is worthy of some conversation because they certainly tried a few different ways to mess this thing up, including a bottom of the ninth, two out, two strike, three run, Apo Taco off of Camilo Doval. Should Doval lose the closer role, we can talk it out. FP is going to join us in about 23 minutes to get to that. What are some of the, Lucas, you put something up on, on Twitter about why Steve Kerr gets so so much guff?
At 957 The Game on Twitter, whether he's coaching the Warriors or Team USA, why does Steve Kerr receive so much criticism? And we want to hear from you. You can call us 888-957-9570. You're welcome, Willard. Couple different...
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you got it. I got your back, just like you have Steve
Kerr. No, you don't.
Yeah. A couple interesting responses. Number one, when he doesn't ride the hot hand, most importantly, when he takes Steph out of the game. Anyone watching saw this. And that last part is kind of something that you see consistently on his criticism. Another one, because he galaxy brains obvious decisions a lot. For those who don't speak millennial or online, galaxy brains means overthinking.
But I don't like that. I don't like the word. You can't be on a couch and tell me that something's obvious when someone's actually coaching the team and they have analytics and assistants and they're like, you can't tell me that. You know what I mean? Like that's a word that I would avoid. But okay, go ahead. What else?
Here's an interesting one. Because he's doing great while on the West Coast, had him or Curry done this with an East Coast team, they would have received so much more love and props. Facts don't lie.
Huh.
That comes from Niner Amarillo.
That's interesting. So wait a minute. The four rings don't have the sustainability here that they would on the East Coast? Is that what we're saying?
That's what Niner Amarillo says on Twitter.
Like, I've never heard someone be like, dude, Popovich's got no clue. I've never heard someone say that. He hasn't won in I don't know how freaking long.
It's been a long time.
But I've never heard someone be like, this Pop guy, man. What are you, he galaxy brains it.
I
don't care.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, the biggest criticism and the coming from the biggest criticizer, Jim Park on Twitter. Because he makes logically stupid decisions.
Got
it.
Got it. Okay. He's logically stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Boy, then he's a lucky SOB, isn't he?
Jeez.
He tripped and fell into this.
Yeah. I mean, who couldn't coach that collection of talent? You know, KD and Steph and Clay and Draymond.
Well,
Have coached that team to back-to-back titles?
But there's something to be said for that to a degree, but...
Well, there's a lot to be said for that.
Well, but, okay, if that's the case, if that's how you view it, then I don't even know why we have head coaches. Why are teams paying head coaches that much?
Well, someday we won't. It'll just be all AI. It'll all be the machines. The machines will run it.
So will our opinions.
Yeah, and some want the machines to run umpiring, but we'll get into that down the road.
Well,
because,
good Lord.
You know... Maybe machine would be better with the rotations than Steve Kerr, because obviously his rotations, they're just not good enough, Mark. I mean, poor guy's only won, 70? No, he's down to 65% of his regular season games and four titles.
I just, like, as a sports fan, and maybe this is illogical, maybe this is unfair, but as a sports fan, I leave open for the possibility that, like, a decision that came from a smart place ended up not working. Like, we tried
process
this.
Process versus results.
Right. Like, we tried this. You know, I don't know. This is just the first one that popped in my head. I was in favor of the 49ers drafting Trey Lance. I watched his pro day. I was like, he looks impressive. You know what I mean? I get it. When he's standing on a field throwing a football, with no defense and no pads, I get it. He looks very impressive. So, okay. They obviously spoke to him. They ran him through the rigors of the academic side of being a quarterback. He crushed it. He seems like a great kid. Head screwed on, all straight. Looks the part. All right. We feel this is a smart decision. Good God, it was absolutely as disastrous as it could possibly be. As disastrous as it could possibly be. But don't you have to leave open for a few of those? There's no team, no coach, no general manager that doesn't have a list of those on their resume.
Of course, nobody's perfect. And so when you look at those situations, draft picks, or even play calls, because everybody wants to rip Kyle Shanahan for the Super Bowl, not when he was with Atlanta. You can rip him for that if you want. I think that you're an idiot because he was the coordinator and they scored 28 points in the half and had a 28-3 lead. But other Super Bowls, you can look at, you know, play calls that you didn't like. They should have run it. They should have passed it. Whatever. Process versus results. It's easy to look at that. And I think that's where we are with Steve Kerr and his rotations. If they go out tonight and they lose this game to Serbia because a couple of the players he puts in, if Joel Embiid comes in and he doesn't play well, Drew Holiday hit a corner three, maybe he misses it, and all the rest of it, Anthony Davis only played 10 minutes, and you mentioned Booker before. He got the start, and then he didn't go back to Booker, and that turned out to probably be a good move.
Probably.
So you can look at process or results, and it's easy to look at the results and then go back and judge the process.
Well, I also think, and this is a baked-in flaw in fan thinking, and I get it. Like, I've done this too. For some reason, when something's not going well, in the back of our minds, whoever's not in the game will do better.
It's the backup quarterback syndrome, right?
Exactly right. Like, today, right now, I would like the Giants to not have Camilo Doval as their closer anymore.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I would like to sleep on that because that might simply be reactive in this moment. Because in my head, Ryan Walker would have gotten the three outs, but maybe he wouldn't have. Maybe he would have given up four and they would have lost right there in the bottom of the ninth. So that's what I hear a lot when it's Steve Kerr. This is the whole Moses Moody experience. Night by night, we've decided that Moses Moody would do better if he were in there, as if he's never gone in and stunk up the joint, which is factually incorrect. Factually incorrect. It's a good player, though. I like him. Does he deserve more of an opportunity? I believe so. Is he going to get it? I believe so. But on a night by night basis, you can't tell me that everything would have been fine if we had just gone to Moses Moody. And sometimes it sounds like that.
You can think that, but sure, We'll never know. And that, I think, is where a lot of this lives, where you have this opinion that is unprovable. So Steve Kerr's rotations, if only he would have played fill-in-the-blank guy tonight a little bit more, they wouldn't have had to worry about that. You know, if only he would have played, you know, Kuminga more, then this would have happened. Well, we don't know that, but it's an unprovable thing. And so when it comes to criticism, it's easy to criticize something that happens that's a decision. You know, Kyle Shanahan would have just run the ball. If he just would have run the ball there, we would have won the Super Bowl.
Might have gotten stuffed.
Might have had a fumble.
Right.
It might have just immediately been something that the ball gets coughed up or the quarterback fumbles the exchange. Or you never know what's going to happen. So for me, it becomes an opinion that's unprovable. And a lot of that is what lives on Twitter now.
Well, sure.
I've got a take that can't be proven, which is why I give our friend Filippone from Pittsburgh a pass, because he stuck his neck out on something based on what he had heard. He reported something that he was 100% sure was going to happen, and so he put it out there.
And he might still be right, He might still be right.
But it's more risky than ripping Steve Kerr for his rotations, because that's unprovable.
I don't have any issue with the fact that Filippone, and for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Andrew Filippone, who's been on the station twice this week, he's at the Odyssey station, he's a host in Pittsburgh, he works for FanDuel as well, and obviously he's got sources within the Steelers organization, and he's been very firm that a trade is already in place and that Brandon Ayuk is on his way to Pittsburgh. I have no problem if you want to tweet about that. I have a problem the way he tweeted about it. I just think that you have to be careful of putting things out as fact if they're still opinion. Like you've mentioned a couple of times, well, I've got an opinion that's unprovable. Well, of course you do, because if it's provable, it's no longer an opinion. That makes it a fact.
Well, facts are no longer facts.
You're fair, but you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you present it as an opinion, well, then it's fine. That's your opinion. You can say whatever the heck you want. I believe Brandon Ayuk is going to end up with the Steelers. That's fine. Brandon's on his way to Pittsburgh. That's different. You stated that as a fact, and if it's not a fact, then you got to wear it. You know, you got to wear it. Let's go to Julian in San Bruno. Hey, Julian, thank you for calling. What's cooking?
Hey, what's happening? Well, I just got home, but had to chime on the conversation after the game with Serbia, because that was a dang good game.
Doozy.
Got to say.
Yep.
Yeah, right? But anyways, I wanted to talk about Steve Kerr's hate and, like, in terms of degrees of separation, right? Like, so when did Kerr become the person that we all know him for? It was in parallel to Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, right? And so, like, these various degrees of separation are, like, what kind of make us feel like he's not technically great, right? He's close to greatness. He's really close to Jordan and that whole era of the Bulls. He inherited this team with the greatest shooter of all time, right? And so now he has what it could be one of the greatest Olympic U.S. men's basketball teams of all time. All those things are debatable, right? But at the end of the day, like, Steve Kerr does not equal greatness, right? It's like it's in relation to versus him actually equaling it. And because he doesn't have that label of being great, like, I feel like that gives people more reason to hate on him.
Yeah,
I don't think it's valid.
It's a good point, Julian. I think he equals greatness. I think he's achieved greatness. I get your point, and I don't even know if you're speaking for yourself or just kind of what you view in the public at large. But like, he used the word inherited. He inherited this Warrior team to a degree. There are a lot of pieces of it that he did not inherit. Draymond Green was not doing much before Steve Kerr. His offense very much is what put them over the top. Like, you have to give credit for the fact that even if you call it an inheritance, like, George Seifert inherited a team. They were already champions.
Barry Switzer inherited a team.
Right. Like, Steve Kerr inherited a team that had not gotten over the top, and he got him over the top. I'm also not going to say, oh, he doesn't get credit for Team USA because, look how good the roster is. That's what every Team USA roster looks like. There's never been a Team USA roster where you look at it and you're like, man, they're a little short on talent. I mean,
well, and coaching is about more than just, you know, getting people better. It's about balancing egos, and it's about
for sure
managing talent. And so the fact that Steve Kerr inherited a team, yes, he did for the most part, but then they have added pieces. Pieces changed over the years, and the players that they have, they got better. Draymond Green was on his way to being great, and Steve Kerr, I think, really helped unlock him as an offensive player.
Yeah.
And he became more than just a great defender and a glue guy. He became your point guard, ostensibly.
Right. And plus, also, I would say this. This is just a rule for me. If you're going to put someone in position to where they will be criticized if it doesn't go well, then you got to credit them when it does. So if you were going to come down Steve's road if they lost, then I'm sorry. You have to credit him if they win. That's just the way I go about it. I don't think it's fair to only set it up where one side of the table is active. You'll be criticized if they lose, and you'll be brushed aside if they win. Well, that's lame. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. So if you were prepared to say, Steve's a big choke artist, I can't believe we didn't make the gold medal game, well, now they did. So, nice job, Steve.
Yeah. Nice.
Out of bed.
Well, and the entire staff, because it was looking late third like they were in some real trouble. And about the only offense they had was Steph. And so you can't play everybody every minute, and you go to the second unit and things don't get much better. And then you go back to your starters, and they were able to turn it around. And ultimately, in the NBA, or by proxy, the Olympic tournament, the players are going to make most of the impact on deciding the game. You're not going to see a coach
who's
going to pull something out of the hat. I think in basketball more than the other sports, because in football, there's play calls, and the play calls a lot of times can really make the difference between a winning team and a losing team. And in baseball, you make certain calls about who you go to in the bullpen, and the Giants may have a tougher call in their next game about who you want to close out a game after what we saw today. But in basketball, ultimately, even in the Olympics, you're going to ride with your best players. So you got down to like 6 minutes to go. All right, Steph, KD, LeBron, Embiid, you guys get in there. We're going to ride or die with you because you're our best players.
What's up, Lucas?
Probably the loudest criticism that Steve Kerr has heard over these three, four games, however the many Olympic games they've played, was about Jason Tatum getting zero minutes.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone checked the box score tonight. DNP CD again for Tatum.
Oh.
So not afraid to make tough decision.
And is Halliburton injured? Is he a little bit banged up? Is that why he didn't play?
Probably just the last person on the bench.
Halliburton hadn't played. Has he played at all?
Played garbage time.
He has not played an important minute yet in the whole thing. And that's the way a basketball team works.
Yeah, Derek White got 7 minutes, and you know Bam got 9. So really, if you look at it, he played basically 7 guys, and then Edwards and Anthony Davis got a couple of little mini stints.
Yeah.
He shortened down that rotation.
Jason Tatum is not going to join the Warriors as a free agent as long as Steve Kerr is still the coach, just like Brandon Ingram probably won't.
And maybe we can hold this topic for another day, but just watching today in particular, but watching this entire tournament, Joe Lacob, I know you're listening because you love the station. Go get Kevin Durant.
Go get Kevin Durant.
Go get KD. Call your guy in Phoenix. He doesn't want to pay him.
I think he would. I think Joe would. I don't think he's available.
No doubt. No, but when you watch those two together.
Trade deadline.
And forget LeBron, because Steph and LeBron, I don't know if you saw the moment after the game. LeBron goes over, grabs Steph by the head, and he presses his forehead against Steph's, and basically he was saying.
He tried to pop him.
Steph practically jumped into LeBron's arms.
Yes. Oh, it's a magical little thing they got going.
You know what's it? Okay, now I got a quick aside.
Pay the over on quick asides.
Good Lord. No, there's a hypocrisy that's spilling out all over this room right now.
No, it's patriotism.
If Draymond hugs LeBron, it's an international incident.
Yes.
He's subordinate. They're buddies, and they should. Why don't you just go join him in L.A.? Steph and LeBron are skipping through Paris, and everybody loves it.
You know why?
Why?
Team USA, Mark, and I'm sorry that you're not enough of a patriot. Where's my red hat?
Stick it to him, dude.
I'll put my red hat back
on.
Put
a red hat on?
And I wore the red hat today.
Go ahead, put a red hat on.
Just because we talked.
Yeah.
It's tremendous, this hat.
Make 95.7 the game great again. Go ahead.
We talked off the air yesterday, and I'm going to write this bit, and I'll deliver it on the air about certain colors that you can no longer wear because of the assimilation to certain things. I refuse to give heed to that. Similarly, when it comes to America, and they're both representing America, you guys can hug each other, you can hold hands and skip down the Champs-Élysées, you could do whatever you want, But when these Olympics are over, he had better be dead to you again.
I cannot handle you with the red hat over the top of your headset.
I like it.
I swear you look like you just came from the barn. Like you, I mean, like
it's tremendous. This hat is tremendous.
That's amazing look.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride
get
it.
Get over to YouTube.
Let me punch up the camera.
You need a tight belt and you need to stand up right now and lift it.
I'm taking a couple things.
And then make some noises.
Got me a new combine. I was doing some farming. Yeah, I need a piece of straw coming out. Piece of wheat. That's what I need. Yeah. Yeah, Willard. You like it, don't you?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm just running all kinds of things through my head that I shouldn't say, and so I won't.
Just do it. Do it.
You won't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.